reach you dug that Muskrat Ramble. That brings you back to New Orleans, see?
Yeah?
And you remember
the old
we
rhythm.
Yeah, you remember we split in the wagons?
Yeah, that's the old rhythm.
And wait, you're speaking of New Orleans, you called my attention. Not they called my attention, but it is a fact that the last parade, last funeral march, the last funeral we played,
yeah,
we was together there.
It was over in Algiers.
Yeah.
You know, see, Emmanuel sent you over there in his place, you understand, the place. And we really jammed it up, my boy.
That's right. Yeah. And I noticed I knocked them cats out tonight telling them about the... Your ambush, you know.
Yeah, that corn on my lip.
Yeah, we used to call it a titty.
Yeah.
And that. And it is surprising that you played trumpet. They didn't know that we played in the same brass band together. See? This is Maurice Durant, folks, and he's a New Orleans boy. And we're talking about some of the finest days anybody want to remember. And of course he's here now in San Francisco and had his own business, thing like that. And every now and then he brings us some of that good homemade holiday cheese he makes and stuff.
Sissy ball gumbo,
everything Creole fried. He really can really fix it fine. But right now we want to talk about that funeral.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you an incident about that, Maurice. That funeral was in 1922, and it was in July. I remember it just as well because the last hymn we played was Abide With Me when they're bringing the body out of the house.
Out of the house, that's right.
And that was Eddie Vincent's father.
Eddie Vincent's father.
Yeah, who was, pardon me, something I had, no doubt. The rest will come up later. but this funeral,
cleaning?
Yeah. This funeral, we played Abide With Me, and you know, like we always play something sad when they bring your body out of the house. And I found out later that it was Eddie Vincent's father. You know, he was a wonderful trombone man.
That's right.
Okay, now take this. When I left Chicago, when I left New Orleans to go to Chicago to join Joao, and the first Sunday I was in Chicago, I took a little stroll, trying to look the city over, especially in my neighborhood as much as I could see.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to pass by a church at 31st and South Parkway. What is it, Olivet Church?
Mm-hmm.
Olivet Church. I don't forget, it was about 7 o'clock in the evening. And what I want to make clear was a coincidence. The choir was singing Abide With Me.
And brought your memory back.
Right, not only to the time when the last funeral I played in Orleans. Did you play in the funerals after that? You know, I left you in New Orleans.
Oh yeah, I played lots of funerals after
that. Yeah, you was in the Excelsior Band, and I was in the Tuxedo.
That's right. Old Eddie Jackson on the bass,
And he used to play a lot
Papa's
of trumpet.
Old Papa Celestine.
Papa Celestine. Eddie Jackson, you mentioned some wonderful characters. I was coming to him later because Eddie Jackson, especially on that bass, he had a boot on that bass. Nobody else could do it. Okay, how good they play it too, but if we'd be playing, when he mentioned Eddie Jackson,
tall,
black solid,
and Black Benny on that
Black Benny on that
Black Benny. Is
that the rough cat?
Well, I'm writing Black Benny all through my story. He's like of a theme, and every musician thinks a lot of Benny because he was such a wonderful bass drum beater. And play those funeral marches and marches so well. Mm-hmm. Till even if Benny was in jail, they'd go to borrow him.
That's
right, Maurice?
That's right.
And they would loan Benny to us to play this funeral or whatever it is, and he'd go back. That's how popular he was and how good he was, see? And I see Benny in a parade, and he's not afraid of nobody, no how. And he don't meddle nobody, but don't nobody better not mess with him. And he'd be beating that bass drum, boom, 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 you know what I mean? And maybe a fight might start in the middle of the block, and he thinks some cat's taking advantage of a youngster or something like that. He put that bass drum down, and take that mallet and walk in there with it. Something's all over there.
He was a prize fighter.
Yeah,
he used to fight in the Battle Royal.
That's right.
When at the Battle Royal.
He likes the underdog, and he protect him. That always taught a lot of black men.
Yeah.
And I hear Bonnie Bigard talk about him all the time. And everybody has some kind of little incident that Benny did that knocked him out. So that makes him go all through the story. I'm glad you mentioned Benny.
Yeah,
like that. And now, Seller Stad.
Papa Seller Stad.
He was a good leader.
Yeah. I liked him. He's very nice leader.
He blew his trumpet from the side of his mouth. And some of the most beautiful notes, but you know who used to kill me in that tuxedo band player, that second cornet player there? When the band first made their debut was the Labor Day Parade, when the tuxedo first hit that street and turned Howard Avenue, Railroad, and when it got to Sidney Desvigne, and that fancy service blower, his neck would
puff out like.
For the red cats, you know. Yeah. And he had one of them fancy walls and damn, just broke it up. Second all dead, Jack. Yeah, man. You know you can, and so don't you have a son in the Army?
No, I haven't got a son in the Army. He was in the last war, not in this war.
I see. He was a lieutenant.
Oh, yeah. No, that was my nephew.
Was it? Because I met him two or three times.
He was the first lieutenant in the aviation.
Lieutenant Duran, that's right.
That's right.
Was this a little
wonderful kid, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he lived
with
you.
He's first lieutenant.
I met him when he was dead.
Didn't call him back yet, huh?
No.
When he had his uniform on.
Yeah.
So I thought it was yourself. You were a children, huh?
Yeah. Where was he at, Maurice? Where was he stationed at? We met him.
Well, it was here, I think, once, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's here now.
Well, we was at the Golden Gate Theater.
He was here.
He came back.
Yeah.
Well, let's put on a record till you think of some old, good old good ones there. I have one here that I'd like to play, and it's The King of the Zulus, you know?
Yeah.
And it'll bring back to the memory when I had the honor of being the king, something I lived for all my life. And here I run across the record, this old fella left for me.
King of the Zulus.
And he's fired cat. So I better take it off right now.
You should have seen Pop when he was getting made up in the bed.
Man,
is on the man's bed shoulder because it don't belong to me.
Do you know, I wish I was down there when Pop was down there.
Kept coming at about 5 o'clock
in
the morning.
And my old record there, you know, boy.
Yeah.
Record, we got that stuff dug for us, you know what I mean?
I did this. Here's not to cut you off, but Rico, I want to tell you about Rico in a minute. Well, I might as well tell you now, you know he don't play trumpet anymore.
No, he played bass.
Play bass now, and he's a good man. Oh, he's playing with Celestine.
Well, he played with you when you was down there, when you all played at the
Jazz concert.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
That's right.